And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Breaker production of Fortis Institute. Well, three young women were rushed by ambulance from the same Planned Parenthood facility in Denver. A 31-year-old with suspected heart trouble, a 26-year-old with chest pains, and a 20-year-old who was bleeding extensively. The pro-life watchdogs at Operation Rescue say we may never learn what really happened because Denver heavily redacts dispatch records and won't release the 911 audio. Colorado has built a privacy fence around its abortion industry, leaving women no way to check a clinic's safety record. North of the border, a homosexual couple in Ontario is suing the surrogate mother who carried their son because she refused to abort him. They wanted the pregnancy ended over a cleft lip and possibly genetic problems, but specialists found the baby was healthy. Now they're demanding $600,000 from a single mom who says they're suing her for her house. The mother was pretty clear when she said they didn't get the perfect child they wanted, so they threw it away. Meanwhile, in France, the Senate rejected the National Euthanasia Bill last week for the third time. But the National Assembly can override it and is expected to try to do that this week, with the president pushing hard for that to happen. The bill has no conscience protections for Christian hospitals, nursing homes, nurses, or pharmacies. The waiting period before death is just 48 hours. Families have no legal way to intervene, and one estimate says 50,000 French citizens could die this way every single year. Canada's already run this experiment, and France could save the world a whole lot of grief by just reading their results. The Labor Department has launched a major investigation into fraud in the H-1B visa program. The program is meant for highly skilled foreign workers. Investigators found widespread schemes where employers filed phony applications and squeezed workers through wage kickback arrangements and also flooded the market with cheap labor to undercut Americans. The department's inspector general says this isn't just paperwork fraud, it's forced labor and human trafficking. Vice President J.D. Vance says the program was built for brilliant scientists and doctors, not for corporations gaming the system, and the gaming doesn't appear to be over. But we will close today with some good news. FBI arrests surged 197% in 2025, and the murder rate has fallen to the lowest level ever recorded. During the Biden years, reported crime dipped while actual victimization jumped 59% because people quit calling police who wouldn't come and prosecutors wouldn't prosecute. Voters have since tossed out the Soros-backed district attorneys, and arrests are starting to come with consequences again. Turns out enforcing the law, it actually works. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates and daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.